It's 8:39. The families of Hillsborough victims have criticised the comedian and broadcaster Alan Davis. It's after he condemned Liverpool for refusing to play matches on the anniversary of the disaster.
I understand that. My mum died on August the 22nd. I don't stay in all day on August the 22nd. Right? Yep. It's a significant day in my life.
Yeah.
But if Arsenal are playing at home, I'm happy about it. Do they play on the date of the Heysel Stadium disaster?
How many
dates do they not play on? Do Man United play on the date of Munich? Do Rangers play on the date when all their fans died in that disaster, whatever year that was, 1971?
Alan Davis speaking on the Arsenal podcast, The Tuesday Club. He's since defended his comments on Twitter, saying, I agree there must be a full inquiry into Hillsborough, but not playing on the 15th doesn't change anything. It's not fair on Chelsea. Well, that refers to the fact that Chelsea will have to play their FA Cup semi-final on the Sunday before their Champions League semi-final because of Liverpool's stance. Gareth Roberts is editor of Liverpool fanzine Well Read. Gareth, hi.
Hiya.
And David Johnson is from the Chelsea fanzine CFC UK. Hello, David.
Morning.
You think you've got sympathy for Alan Davis here, haven't you, his stance?
I think a lot of football supporters do think the same as Alan Davis. Everybody's got every sympathy with the Liverpool supporters for what happened at Hillsborough. They haven't got to forget it. They've got to get over it, I'm afraid. Life goes on.
They've got to get over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gareth? You know, look, people... It just appears that the Liverpool supporters are looking for somebody to blame. Nobody went to
Hillsborough. Here we go. This is completely insensitive and disrespectful.
I'm just telling you.
People who have died at a football match.
Oh, no, yeah,
and
but
you're talking
Liverpool,
about
really
families who want to pay respect to those people.
Everybody pays respect to
you're
every
talking
time
about
I go
a game of football which can be moved. If you've got a problem, take it up with the FA, not with Liverpool fans,
Wait a minute, everybody. Let's Gareth, say your thing, and then we'll come back to David. Gareth, carry on, David.
This whole thing, it's just completely insensitive, and it's disrespectful, and it's poorly thought out. Alan Davis is in a public position. People listen to his podcast. He's now being discussed nationally, and you know it's absolutely ridiculous. This is one day in the football season that Liverpool don't want to play a match on because there's something far more important happening, which is a memorial to pay respect to people who lost their lives at a football match. The club, the players and the fans want to attend the memorial service, which has gone on for years at Anfield, on that day.
All right.
Are we meant to be sorry that Chelsea will be tired because they've got to play on that day? Take it up with the FA.
David Johnson.
Well, I'm sure that Man United play on the day of the Munich disaster.
Is there a right and wrong way to grieve?
Listen, if Liverpool got to European Cup final on the day of the Hillsborough disaster, would they refuse to play?
Yes, they would.
Oh, okay. Well, the fact is, this whole fury has been brought up because of the people running football don't know what they're doing, do they?
Exactly.
Liverpool should have been playing Everton at Old Trafford.
Yep.
And Chelsea could have been
totally
playing
agree.
Tottenham at the Emirates. And they
totally
both
agree.
Could have been played on the Saturday. And the other reason this Chelsea's playing at 6 o'clock on a Sunday night is because of ITV. They
yep.
can't schedule it. So if anyone's to look for blame for this particular match, it's the football authorities. Listen, mate, everybody, all the Chelsea supporters, every time we go to Anfield, the Hillsborough Memorial is at the Anfield Road end. Everybody looks at that. Everybody, you know, thinks, what a terrible thing to have happened. Go to a football game and,
yeah,
you know,
exactly. So it's
80-odd people.
So surely you'd agree it's something that someone shouldn't be making throwaway comments on a podcast about.
Yeah,
there isn't a right and wrong way to grieve. We, you know, Liverpool fans who were affected and Everton fans
I've got loads of mates from Liverpool who were at that game myself, you know what I mean? And everybody's hearts go out to Liverpool. But the fact is, and you know, I'm not knocking you, but the fact is, there's a perception that you know, people from Liverpool, they've got to stop moaning.
Well, that's just a stereotype.
I'm a soft southern shanty drinking Chelsea rant boy, aren't I? But I mean, you know,
exactly,
we get over
yeah.
that.